Today is the WREL Weather Alert Day. We have a heat advisory in effect and a level 2 risk of severe storms. Coming up, the timeline you'll need to head inside.
This extreme heat is dangerous for your health. What medical experts are saying you need to keep in mind before you head out the door.
And we have breaking news this morning in Mooresville. We now know 3 townhomes are damaged after an early morning fire. Michael Grace is there in the WREL breaking news tracker with new information. Thanks for waking up with us this morning here on WREL. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Whether you have the day off today or you're heading into work this morning, we're here to get your day started. It is going to be a hot day, and we do have a risk for severe storms. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood in the WREL Severe Weather Center to walk us through what we can expect.
So a level 2 severe risk is in place for our entire viewing area today. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat with storms that will roll through. I want to go ahead and show you here hour by hour. The first half of the day, we are going to see dry conditions. A lot of clouds will be with us, but we could see some pockets of sunshine. Those pockets of sunshine will help allow us to see the storm energy build across our region. So as we head into 3 o'clock, some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms will be moving in across our western areas and our northern counties. That is going to build across the triangle around 4 and 5 o'clock. And we are going to see those storms set up along I-95 leading into 6 and 7 o'clock. Lingering showers possible as we head into 9 o'clock. And keep in mind, if you have a fireworks show around that time, you want to make sure you're watching the radar very closely and staying tuned to us here at WREL. We're going to potentially see mostly dry conditions around 9 o'clock, but those clouds will be with us as we head into the overnight hours as well. We have a heat advisory in effect as well for our viewing area. It includes the triangle, some of those counties towards the west to the east and to the south. We are likely to see those feels like temperatures jump into the triple digits. Dew points in the mid-70s. It feels very tropical for this morning. Those dew points in the 70s allowing our 80 degree temperature right now in Raleigh feel like 84. We are going to get those feels like temperatures to climb to 103 degrees as we head into 12 o'clock, 106 for the feels like high today in the triangle with a high temperature of 96 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to explain the additional storm chances we'll see as we head into the 4th of July. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now, PETA, and we're still looking good around the triangle. Let's just check with Raleigh 911. No trouble reported anywhere in Wake County. You can see I-40 is a smooth ride as you head out of Johnston County into Garner and Raleigh and out of the north this morning. Out of Wake Forest and Rollsville, we are all clear on 401 and US 1. Heading over to Durham for a look at those major approaches into Durham right now. No trouble out of northern Wake County and westbound 98. It's clear from Highway 50 out to 885 and out of the north side of Durham on 501 southbound. Looking good from Infinity Road to I-85.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Several townhomes in Mooresville are damaged after fire broke out early this morning. Michael Grace is there now in the WREL Breaking News Tracker. And Michael, you've learned new information in just the past few minutes.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. We now know that 4 homes were damaged, and this is the home where it all started. Now, the fire chief tells us that no one was home at the time, which is a big reason why this fire got so large, because it took a neighbor actually calling it in before anyone noticed. You can see just extensive damage to this home where it all started. And then over here to the right is another home that probably got the second heaviest damage. You can see that siding all beat up. You can even see some of the insulation peeking out and part of the roof gone as well. And then the house on the left of where the fire started, as well as all the way to the right, those had some damage to the siding as well. But 36 different firefighters from Mooresville and Cary here to get this fire under control. Luckily, no injuries for anyone inside these homes, no injuries to the firefighters. You have to take into account all this heat this morning as well. So that is the good news. Now, the other thing we're still working to figure out is the fire marshal's out here right now investigating. So we still don't know the cause of the fire, but we are expected to have that information here sometime this morning. Live in Mooresville, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Well, as Peter just mentioned at the top of the broadcast, it's going to be hot today, and you and your family need to stay safe today in this extreme heat. WREL's Kelsey Coffey live at Lake Johnson this morning with the health risks many of us need to be aware of heading outdoors today. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's already starting to feel a little toasty out here at Lake Johnson. We've seen some people out enjoying a morning walk before the heat advisory goes into effect today at 10 a.m. It's a good idea for you to enjoy some time outside a little early. Now, headaches, dizziness, and pale skin are all signs of heat-related illness to watch out for today. Here's how you can tell the difference between heat exhaustion and a heat stroke. Heat strokes impact your mental state, while heat exhaustion only has physical side effects. Confusion and hallucinations are common symptoms of heat stroke, but there are steps you can take to prevent the worst case scenario.
You want to prehydrate, drink electrolyte-filled fluids, non-caffeinated throughout the day during your work, especially for those who are working outside.
That was Dr. Daniel Park from the Pediatric Emergency Department at UNC Children's Hospital. He's issuing a warning to parents this morning. We understand that you're busy and juggling a lot, but please be sure to not leave your children in the car. Even if you want to crack the windows open, it's still not a good idea. This extreme heat is dangerous for anyone, but it's especially dangerous for our kids. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
With all this in mind, Wake County is offering cooling stations to people who need relief from the heat. The stations will be open today from 8:30 this morning until 5:15 this evening. They're all regional public library branches. Also, the Health and Human Services buildings on Swinburne Street and Departure Drive in Raleigh, and the Eastern Regional Center in Zebulon, the northern one in Wake Forest, and the southern one in Fuquay-Varina.
Cumberland County is also providing places to stay cool during this stretch of extreme heat. The Cumberland County Department of Social Services lobby is a cooling station. It's open from 7:30 this morning until 5 this evening. Fayetteville Area System of Transit will also open its lobbies. And tomorrow, folks can stop by the Fayetteville Cumberland Parks and Rec Center. It will open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
And as you're enjoying cookouts and Independence Day celebrations, be sure to stay connected with the WRAL weather app. You'll receive alerts for any heat warnings and any severe weather wherever you are.
Today, a man charged with shooting and killing another man in Cary will be in court. Police charged 29-year-old William Atkins of Cary with the murder of 30-year-old Eric Laird of Washington State. Officers responded to an apartment complex on Hampton Lee Court, just off Northwest Cary Parkway, for a report of a shooting at around 7 yesterday morning. When they got there, they found Atkins with gunshot wounds. Police say Atkins and Laird knew each other. Atkins is in jail without bond.
We're working to learn the name of a Sanford man who drowned while trying to save children at Fort Fisher. Officials say it happened Saturday afternoon. A 58-year-old man tried to save those children in the water but died in the process. Officials say more than 50 water rescues happened at Fort Fisher that same day.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we are following breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where a police officer shot and killed a man early this morning. I want you to go ahead and look at the scene here. This happened in downtown Orlando around 2 o'clock this morning. I checked with our local affiliates, and the scene there still very much active. Now, officers say that police were patrolling the area because it has been a hot spot for criminal activity. Officers noticed a driver who was involved in drug activity, and they made contact with that driver who did not obey commands. This, of course, is all according to police there. They say the suspect was shot by an officer when he made a quick movement as if to retrieve a gun. But the chief said early this morning in a press conference that they did not find a gun in the car. Of course, this is a story that we will continue to follow. Again, coming out of Orlando, Florida. Back to you.
Laura, thank you. Roads around the White House are back open this morning after they were shut down last night for an investigation of an unknown object. A hazmat team responded to the area after a Secret Service found the item. The White House grounds were evacuated, and the item was eventually declared non-hazardous. Officials have not yet said what that item was. We're working to learn what caused fires that ripped through several homes in Durham. This was the scene from our WRAL breaking news tracker shortly after Sunday morning at 8. One home was on Amber Place, the other near East Pettigrew Street. More than 50 firefighters were there to put out the flames. The fire destroyed one of the homes. The other had heavy damage. No one was hurt.
New security protocols will go into effect in Wake County schools this week. Starting Wednesday, all school visitors will need to undergo a quick background check. It will check for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. Anyone who doesn't pass will not be allowed to enter. Visitors will also be chaperoned throughout the school. This change is coming ahead of the start date for some year-round schools, which is July 11th.
It is 6:09, and you can't think of 4th of July without fireworks. Law enforcement wants you to know what's legal and what is not.
Also, the grandmother of a teen killed by police in France wants peace in the country. Her message is protesters and police clash.
And this extended 4th of July weekend, I'm tracking hot temperatures. A heat advisory is in effect today. And we also have the chance of seeing severe storms. Coming up, we're going to go hour by hour and time out our storm chances for today. We'll take a look at our storm potential as we head into the middle and end of the week ahead.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a heat advisory in effect for our area, and temperatures already very warm this morning. It's 80 degrees out there in Raleigh and Durham, and because of the Urban Heat Island Index here, we are seeing those feels-like temperatures already a little bit warmer in the triangle, 84 for the feels-like temperature out the door. It's going to be hot today. Each and every hour as we move forward, we're going to see those temperatures heat up, getting to 91 by 12 o'clock, 96 for the high, feeling like 106 for this afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. And in addition to the heat, we have the potential of seeing severe storms develop for the late afternoon going into the evening. I'm going to time that chance out on Futurecast.
It is just about 6:14 now as we keep an eye on traffic this morning. Going to head out to South Durham. This is a live look at I-40 out at 751. Starting to see traffic building a little bit, but still a nice quiet ride coming in from the Chapel Hill area into South Durham from 15501 to 885. That trip on 40 eastbound seeing only a 1 minute slowdown overall. Around the rest of the triangle, still quiet with no crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County. Ken?
Brian, thanks. Well, the grandmother of a teen killed by a French police officer sparking 6 nights of protests in that country is calling for peace. More than 45,000 police officers were stationed all across that country last night. This is video from earlier Saturday night. Police have arrested more than 2,000 people, many of them under the age of 18, during those protests. The grandmother of the teen who was killed spoke out yesterday, urging people to, quote, not damage the schools and not break the buses.
Greensboro police shot and killed a man they say was armed with a large knife and a machete. Police say they initially showed up to investigate a report of gunshots. This all happened before 10 Saturday night. Officers later found the man with the knife and machete. According to the report, there was a chase. Then the man stopped and moved toward the officers with the weapons. That's when police say they shot him. The SBI is looking into what happened.
Well, a man crossing a road in a wheelchair was hit and killed by a teenage driver in Durham. This happened shortly after 1 in the morning Sunday on Holloway Street near Junction Road. Durham police say the man was crossing outside of a crosswalk when he was hit by a 17-year-old driver. The identities of the pedestrian and the driver have not been released yet.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is preparing for a high-stakes meeting in China this week. She's expected to discuss a number of macroeconomic and financial issues, as well as U.S. and China relations. This comes just weeks after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with China's president in Beijing. Yellen's three-day trip begins Thursday.
Well, starting today, you will no longer be required to wear masks in clinic spaces at the Durham County Health and Human Services building. Face coverings are still optional. The CDC continues to recommend masks for people who have been exposed to COVID-19 or who are at high risk for severe illness from COVID-19.
For many Americans, the 4th of July is all about the fireworks. Just because you can buy them doesn't mean you're allowed to set them off in our state. Tents selling fireworks all across the area are keeping busy in the days leading up to the holiday. Some people go over the state border to buy fireworks in South Carolina. But the Wake County Sheriff's Office is reminding people that only certain types of fireworks are legal in our state.
Any firework that doesn't spin, doesn't explode or leave the ground is permitted in the state of North Carolina.
The sheriff's office says bigger firework shows should be left to the professionals.
Well, speaking of which, final preparations are happening for the National Park Service fireworks show on the National Mall. Crews with equipment for the fireworks display could be seen setting up on the mall this weekend. Tomorrow night's show will feature fireworks being launched from both sides of the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Organizers are working to keep everyone safe with security and forced entry points all along the mall.
Mother Nature may be preparing some fireworks shows later tonight. Meteorologist Peta Shearwood in the WRAO Severe Weather Center with a look at our severe weather risk level 2 on this WRAO Weather Alert Day.
Yeah, damaging wind speeds, hail, heavy rainfall will be possible. And we can also see some of those thunderstorms packed with a lot of lightning. So I want you to be weather aware for today. We have the surface boundary that's moving across the state. We are seeing a shower out there that's near Charlotte. That is fizzling out. And we also have this cold front that's draped across the Ohio River Valley into the Midwest. This front is going to move in and allow us to see those scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. The first half of the day will be dry by 3 o'clock. Those showers and thunderstorms across our western and northern counties will begin to move through. We are going to see some pockets of heavy rainfall for the evening commute. As we head into 6 o'clock, notice the storms heading off into our eastern counties, and we are going to see lingering showers as we head into 9 o'clock. I know the fireworks shows are still scheduled and good to go, but keep in mind, some lingering showers could be around as we head into 9 and 10 o'clock tonight, and we are going to see this boundary just meander about the region as we head into the 4th of July. Winds out of the south, allowing our temperatures to heat up again. A little bit more cloud cover will prevent us from seeing hot temperatures not as hot as they're going to be for today. And those scattered showers and thunderstorms could develop just to the south and to east of this boundary as we head into Tuesday afternoon. Those storms are going to persist again once we head into the afternoon on Wednesday. But with the boundary shifting to the south and east, the better potential will be just to the south and east of it near the coast on Wednesday afternoon. So we have a level 2 severe risk in place today. Once we head into Tuesday, say that severe risk will transition into a level 1, and across the southeast half of our viewing area, we have a level 1 risk in place for Wednesday. I want to take you out to the heat advisory because this is very important. We have to talk about it. We have a heat advisory in effect from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Today is going to be hot for all of us, whether you're under the heat advisory or not. It's 73 degrees in Roxborough, 80 degrees out there in Raleigh and Durham, and as we head into the afternoon, those feels like temperatures will climb into the triple digits, feeling like 106 with a temperature of 94. By 2 o'clock, the humidity is going to be so thick out there, getting to 96, feeling like 106 for this afternoon. If you're heading to the coast, it is gorgeous out there for this morning. Temperatures will range in the low to upper 80s, even some spots getting to 93 degrees out there in Nag's Head. But keep in mind, there is a high rip current risk in place for those beaches. I want to make sure that you guys are watching those rip current flags very closely and swimming close to a lifeguard. And remember to remain calm if you do get caught in a rip current. We are going to see highs in the 90s for the rest of the week, cooling off just ever so slightly, relatively down to 91 by Friday. Brian?
620 right now. We are getting our first incident of the morning, although it is a minor incident up on the northwest side of Raleigh. A report of a disabled vehicle up at Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Parkway near the 540 interchange. Just look out for some activity there on the side of the road. We're in good shape overall. Pretty light traffic volume this morning as we check those major approaches into Raleigh. A 1 minute slowdown showing up on that southbound trip on 87 coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh, and out of Wake Forest, a 1 minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540.
Brian, thanks. Well, festivals and fireworks are happening all across the Triangle. We'll take a look at where you can celebrate Independence Day tonight, a day ahead of the 4th. Also coming up.
And I'm not an engineer, but that's not good.
Avoiding a tragedy. State inspectors are at Carowinds today as a park visitor's video of a damaged roller coaster support beam goes viral.
And this morning on Today, new cases of malaria in the U.S. have doctors worried. Coming up, what you need to know to protect yourself and your family outside this summer. Today airs right here on WRAL.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It is 6:24. Twitter users are struggling with new restrictions on the social media platform.
Yeah, Brian Schrader's here with a look at what's trending. Brian, what, say it ain't so.
It's okay, Ken. It'll be all right.
You can keep scrolling, Ken.
You can keep scrolling. It'll be fine. Users started seeing this message over the weekend. Rate limit exceeded. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said unverified accounts would be limited to reading 600 posts a day. He later raised that to 1,000. And people who subscribe to the Twitter Blue service have a limit 10 times higher.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with these new limitations because they're saying they're used to just going to Twitter and being there all day. And now it's like, ugh, I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of people just
all in moderation, don't you think?
Well, I think if you're reading 1,000 Twitter posts a day, this is you should take this as a gift to go do something else.
Exactly. A little nudge to do something else.
That's right. Carrie Underwood was surprised when Mama said that she wanted a tattoo during a trip to Las Vegas over the weekend. In an Instagram post, Carrie said, "When your 74-year-old mother asks you and your sisters to get matching tattoos with her in Vegas, the only questions are what and where."
And look at the tattoos. So there are these, you know, very simple, elegant hearts. Carrie got it on the top of her foot, and everybody else, it looked like on their wrists. I mean, you know, just a quite a Bonnie moment. Hey, when you're in Vegas, you know, you got to mark the memory.
And when Mom says to do something, you say,
True. Yeah,
Mom, we're there.
And notice that Carrie, she got hers in a spot that she can very easily cover it up.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Hey, Brian, thanks. Well, the newest Indiana Jones movie may be a disappointment at the box office. The Dial of Destiny brought in $60 million in its domestic opening this weekend. That's below the $65 million filmmakers were hoping to see, and it's well below the $100 million the last Indiana Jones movie, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, made in its opening weekend in 2008.
Today is a WREL Weather Alert Day. We have a heat advisory in effect and a level 2 risk of severe storms. Temperatures are going to be hot for the rest of the week. Coming up, I'll explain how it will feel outside.
The extreme heat can damage your health. What medical experts are saying you should be on the watch out for before you head out the door.
And we have breaking news in Morrisville this morning where a fire damaged at least 4 town homes. Michael Grace is there in the WREL Breaking News Tracker as fire crews clean up the scene.